Aren't you going back to work, love?
I should have. I must have doused off after I finished me sandwiches.
Ah, do you good a bit of a nap?
Oh, Eddie, stop it.
What?
Why didn't you wake me up?
Oh, I've been working. I want to get this ark finished for the pigs.
I hate being late.
Oh, Pat won't mind.
That is not the point. She's given me the extra work. Least I can do is get there on time.
You get on your way then, love.
Well, how can I? Your blooming frame's blocking in the van.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
You better shift it then.
Oh, tell you what, love. Why don't I give you a lift?
Oh, you don't have to.
Oh, I need to go to Ollerton. You know that bloke I rang yesterday about the new tractor?
Yeah.
Oh, I said I'd go over it today, have a look at it. Sounds just the job.
It's out of your way.
Ah, it won't take long to pop over to Bridge Farm.
Well, what about your ark?
Well, its frame's nearly finished. Now's as good a time as any. The sooner I've got a tractor, the better.
Oh, all right then, but let's get a move on, eh?
Right. Give us a hand to move this, then.
Eddie!
Get hold of that end.
But, all right. Blimey, Eddie. Weighs a ton.
We'll go your way. Back a bit.
No, but I haven't got proper grip, Eddie.
A couple more steps and we'll be clear of the van.
Oh!
There. Put your end down.
Oh, blimey.
It's steady on, love.
Oh, I couldn't have held it much longer.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Susan. Oh,
I was hoping to catch you. Just on my way back to the estate office.
Any news about the rebuilding?
Oh, well, no, I don't think so.
Well, don't you know?
Things are in hand, you know.
I'm a bit of a rush, actually, Susan.
She nodded off over the cheese and pickle sarnies.
Oh, see. Well, there were a couple of things I was going to mention. Never mind, little Cape. It was just a chat, really.
Oh, see you soon.
Yeah.
Oh, you can tell Neil I'll assume you're ready for them wieners.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, are you going to Borchester on Friday to see the Christmas lights switched on?
Oh, I haven't really thought about it.
Me and Neil are taking the kids.
See, it could be our anniversary treat, love.
Our anniversary's on Thursday.
Well, it don't matter. Hey, if you play your cards right, I'll buy you a hot dog when the lights go on.
See what lucky girl I am, Susan. Yeah.
Last of the big spenders, that's me.
Simon, hello.
Oh, Nigel, you needn't have bothered.
What? Oh, no, I'm meeting Lizzie.
From the London train?
Yes, you didn't see her.
She wasn't in first class.
No, I don't suppose she would be.
Has she been working in town?
Yes, she's been doing some freelancing and consultancy.
I see.
Lizzie!
Nigel, what are you doing here?
I thought I'd surprise you.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Simon, are you on the train?
Yes, first class.
Oh, I'm afraid my employer doesn't stretch to that.
Well, you should have a word with him.
Hugh's not your employer.
He is when I work for him.
If you'll excuse me, I've got rather a busy schedule.
Yes, of course.
Bye.
Goodbye, Simon.
It's lovely to see you.
And you. But you didn't have to come.
I wanted to.
That's very sweet of you.
I thought we could go to the Mont Blanc in Waterley Cross for lunch.
It's very pricey.
I wanted to celebrate your return.
Oh, Nigel. Did you book a table?
No, I rang. They said there was no need on a Monday.
Nigel, I'd love to, but...
What?
I've got so much work to do.
You've been working all weekend.
I've got a detailed report to write, and I want to get started while things are still fresh in my mind.
You've got to have lunch.
If we go to the Mont Blanc, I know what'll happen. You'll order champagne, and that'll be the day gone.
Sounds good to me.
Nigel, it's a lovely thought. But I really do need to work.
There's not much to eat at home.
Oh, a sandwich will do.
Okay.
Another time?
Well, perhaps we could eat at the Hassett Room tonight.
Well, let's see how we feel. Now, come on, I want to get home.
David Archer dropped in with some figures. I put them on your desk.
Oh, yes.
And there's a fax from Dusseldorf.
Good.
Oh, excuse me. Estate office? Oh, hello, Mr. Ryder. Yes, he's here. I'll just hand you over. There we are.
Graham, hello. Oh, good, good. What did they say? Excellent. So they're going to work on it. Right. But well done, Graham. Listen, I tell you what, why don't we have lunch tomorrow? I've got to come to Borchester. Mm-hmm, okay, about 12:30? Right, bye then.
I put the mail on your desk too, Mr. Pemberton. There's nothing urgent.
Thank you, Susan.
Mr. Pemberton?
Mm-hmm?
I was wondering, what you said on Friday about the Grundys.
What about them?
About this eviction thing. I know I probably shouldn't say this, but... Well, it just seems a bit drastic to me.
You think so?
Yeah.
Susan, I'm trying to run an efficient business, and the Grundys are in breach of their tenancy agreement.
Yeah, but
in the light of that, I've made a decision, and I intend to see it through.
Oh.
In fact, Graham's been to see the solicitors this morning, and they're going to prepare a case.
I see.
Yeah, he was quite encouraged by what they told him.
And is Mr. Ryder going to handle it?
Until Shula comes back, yes.
Oh, I see.
Susan, whatever it is you're trying to say, let's hear it.
Well, it's just... I can't see Shula being very happy about it.
Really?
I mean, they're good people, Mr. Pemberton. I know Eddie can be a bit of a rogue, but...
Susan, as I said, I've made my decision.
Yeah.
And as my employee, I expect you to support that decision and behave in a professional manner. Which means putting your personal feelings to one side. Do you understand?
Yes.
Now, at this stage, it's a highly confidential matter. And if you were to so much as breathe a word of it to the Grundys, well, you'd find yourself looking for another employer.
Oh, can't you give it a rest, Lizzie?
What?
You've been working on that report since you got in.
So?
Well, Hugh Stevens doesn't expect it tomorrow, does he?
I'm enjoying it.
We've hardly had a chance to talk.
Come on, Nigel, you know what it's like when things are buzzing round in your head. I want to get it all down.
I thought we were going to the ball.
I just want to do a bit more.
I see.
I got some terrific feedback from the people at the conference.
Hmm.
They seem to appreciate what I did for them. It's really nice to feel valued.
I value you.
Oh, I know, but that's different.
And it's not been that easy running Lower Loxley on my own.
It's only been for a few days.
Well, there's a lot I need to tell you about.
There's plenty of time.
Well, the tickets are going really well for the masked ball on New Year's Eve.
Good.
But we need to finalise the programme of events.
Mm-hmm.
When to serve the champagne buffet, exactly what food we want.
Okay.
And the band haven't confirmed yet, and we haven't even decided how to see in the new year.
Why don't you do it?
I thought, as it was your idea in the first place, you might want to be a bit more involved.
Okay, then. You could put some ideas down and then we'll talk about it.
All right.
I would like to finish this paragraph.
The panto's going well.
What?
The panto. It's great fun. Nelson and I make rather a good team.
Do you?
Gabrielle and Nigella. What do you think?
I know. Why don't we go to the ball?
You've got your report to finish.
I'll do it later.
Are you sure?
Positive.
I'd like your advice on my dresses.
There you go, Dr. Locke, Arthurshire.
Oh, thanks, Chloe. Here.
Ta.
Will Eddie be in later?
Don't think so, why?
Oh, I had to buy him a pint.
Oh?
Well, didn't he tell you about my flat tyre?
No.
Well, this afternoon he stopped and helped me.
Oh, well, I ain't seen him since dinner time.
Oh.
We're both that busy.
Yeah, Eddie said. Well, you tell him from me that next time I see him in here, there's a pint of Shires on me.
I'll pass it on. Mind you, he ain't been coming in here much lately. We've got to be a bit careful at the moment, you know, money-wise.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. He said he thought you might have to miss the cricket club dinner.
Yeah. Can't see us being able to go this year.
Never mind.
Shame, though. It's usually a good night out.
It's usually all sorted out by now as well.
Oh, you having problems?
It's all a bit last minute, you know.
Oh, I expect it'd be all right on the night, eh?
Yeah, I hope so. Seen Linda Snell lately?
Well, I saw her at church yesterday. Why? Well,
just before I had my flat tyre, I happened to notice the drive carefully sign was missing.
Which one?
The one on the Hollerton Road.
Oh, blimey, that's the third.
Yeah, I can't see Linda being too pleased.
I wouldn't like to be the one to tell her.
Hello, evening all.
Oh, hello, Nigel. Hello, Lisbon.
Hi. You got yourself back on the road then, Richard?
Oh, yes, thanks.
What would you like, Lizzie?
A dry white wine, please.
And for me, please, Harry.
Where you are?
Richard.
I just popped in for a half.
Sure?
Positive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you come in, though. Are you coming to the cricket club dinner?
When is it?
Next Thursday, at Grey Gables.
It'll be a good do.
And as captain of the Umbridge Casuals?
Yes, why not? Well, what do you think, Lizzie?
Well, I might not be here.
Why not?
There's a possibility of some follow-up work for Hugh Stevens.
Next week?
There you are, Nigel.
Oh, thanks, Clary. Look, we'll be eating later, so can you put it on the bill?
Yeah, no problem.
When will you know, Lizzie?
By the weekend, I think.
So can we let you know, Richard?
Yeah, sure.
Are many people going?
Goodness knows. Everybody else says the same thing. They're not sure. They'll let me know.
Oh, dear, sorry.
It's okay, I wasn't getting at you.
Well, we'll come if we can.
Thanks. I called in at Home Farm before I came here to see if Brian and Jennifer wanted to come.
They've been before.
Oh, yeah, I know. Brian wasn't there. And Jennifer was working on some article or other. I'm not sure she even heard what I was saying.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, I dare say it'll sort itself out.
I'm sure it will.
Well, I'll be seeing you.
Yeah, bye, Richard.
Bye, Doctor.
Bye.
Right, Clary, we'd like a table for two, please.
In the asset room?
Yes, please.
We don't normally start serving till 7.
That's all right.
Well, I don't know if I want to wait till 7, Nigel.
But Owen's here. I'll go and see what he says.
Thanks, Clary. It's not that long to wait, Lizzie.
Well, I want to do some more work when I get back.
You can take one evening off, can't you?
The sooner the report's done, the better.
I suppose so.
You were going to tell me about the panto?
But do you still want to hear about it?
Of course I do.
Well, your mother's proving to be a bit of a star turn.
Really?
Larry's delighted with her.
Larry?
Lawrence Lovell, the director.
Oh, yes.
He likes people to call him Larry. That's what they called him in the professional theatre, apparently.
He hasn't started calling you Nige or Lovey.
No. But he was telling Jill she had the ability to engage with the dark night of the soul.
Mum!
She's quite scary.
You're in luck.
Oh, good.
Owen says if you don't mind waiting half an hour...
Super.
Half an hour?
Oh, it's all cooked fresh, you see.
Oh, I know, it's not that. I'm sorry, Nigel, but I don't really want to hang about all that time.
Oh, Lizzie.
Can we give it a miss?
But I was telling you about the panto.
Well, tell me on the way home. You will thank Owen for us, won't you, Clary?
Of course I will.
Well, if you want to stay, Nigel, I can come back and get you later.
I don't really want to stay on my own.
Well, come on then. Let's go home.
Right, Clary, what do I owe you?
I trust everything was satisfactory, Simon.
Yes, thank you, Nelson. I'll pay by credit card.
Of course.
You're busy?
Yes, for a Tuesday. Chain's been stretched to the limit.
Better than standing idle.
Oh, I agree. I see you're having lunch with Graham Ryder.
Yes.
He's still with Robways, I take it.
Oh, yes.
I thought Shula handled the estate business.
She does.
Sign there, please, Simon.
Okay.
But, of course, Shula's away, isn't she?
That's right.
And Graham's holding the fort, as it were.
As a matter of fact, we've had a most productive lunch.
Oh, good.
Yes, I usually find the wine bar more conducive to meetings than somewhere like the Bull.
Well, we aim to please.
As in the Bull, everyone wants to know your business.
Yeah, quite so. Here's your coffee.
Thanks. Nelson, my dear.
Julia, welcome home.
Thank you, Nelson. It's so good to be back.
Hello, Mrs. Pargeter.
Mr. Pemberton.
Have you travelled far?
Oh, from London this morning, but I've been in Amsterdam for the last 12 days.
Oh, fascinating place.
Oh, isn't it? I've had the most wonderful time.
And I'm sure you want to tell Nelson all about it, so if you'll excuse me.
Yes, of course.
Goodbye.
See you again soon, I hope.
Oh, you went in the middle of a conversation.
No, you arrived at an opportune moment. Now, would you like some lunch?
Oh, no, not hungry.
Where's your luggage?
I dropped it off at the cottage and came straight here.
Didn't you want to rest?
Oh, no. I feel invigorated. I feel refreshed.
Ah, splendid.
I have something to show you.
Present?
It's for in here, after its transformation.
A vase?
It's unusual, isn't it?
It certainly is.
I love that purple and orange effect.
Mm.
Oh, there are so many craft shops in Amsterdam, Nelson. I made a point of looking out for pots and prints. That sort of thing.
There are more?
Oh, yes, I bought as many as I could carry. You can see it all this evening.
I look forward to it.
And I made a note of where everything was bought, so if we decide to go with any particular style, we can go back for more.
To Amsterdam?
Well, why not?
It seems an awfully long way to go shopping.
Oh, we do want the place to look right, don't we?
Well, of course.
And there are some remarkable cafe bars over there, Nelson.
I've heard some of them serve rather more than tea and scones.
Well, yes, they do, but I came across some marvellous dishes for the new menu.
Really?
In fact, I shall cook you the most wonderful vegetarian goulash this evening. It's irresistible.
Yeah, that's right, Penny. There were two dates, the 10th of December and January the 11th. Elizabeth rang you back in September. Yes, we write to confirm as a matter of course. Oh, didn't you? I'm sorry, there must have been some kind of mix-up. Yes, of course, I understand. It won't happen again, and I hope we can work together in the future. Thanks, bye. Damn!
Nigel, you'll never guess who I've just met at Brookfield.
What?
Well, I went to see Mum, and who should walk in but your esteemed director, Larry, to give her some personal coaching. What do you think about that?
That was Penelope Booth on the phone.
Oh?
You were supposed to book her for the conference on December the 10th, and that promotional due in January.
Yeah, I did, I rang her.
But you never confirmed in writing.
I'm sure I did.
Not according to Penny. Says she's accepted two other bookings. And in her position, I'd have done the same.
Oh.
It doesn't make us look very good, does it?
Well, we'll have to get another caterer. These things happen.
I'd rather they didn't.
I'm sorry.
You put me in a very difficult position.
I said I'm sorry. You don't want to hear about Larry, do you?
Not at the moment, no.
Well, he said to remind you about tonight's rehearsal.
I hadn't forgotten.
Will Nelson be there?
Yes.
I just thought with Julia coming back. She hasn't been here yet, has she?
No.
And she is still going to be at Honeysuckle Cottage?
As far as I know, yes. But right now, I'd rather concentrate on Lowell Locksley, if you don't mind.
Hi.
Simon.
Is this a good time?
Yes, of course.
It's about a conference. I mentioned it to you, Elizabeth.
For your Leamington business?
That's right. I'll be inviting potential clients from all over the UK and a few from overseas.
I remember.
I'd like to firm up a date.
Fine.
I've got a couple of possibilities.
Perhaps you'd better deal with it, Nigel.
If you like.
I have a catering problem to attend to, don't I?
I hear Jack's thinking of renaming one of the suites at Grey Gables, Linda.
Without my approval.
I thought you'd be pleased. You did all that work on, what's his name?
Josiah Goodall. Mm. Yes, but I want nothing more to do with him. He was a degenerate.
Oh,
I told Mr. Woolley it would create quite the wrong image.
Oh, ladies, I'm so sorry for keeping you waiting.
We have been here 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know, but Debbie wanted a word. Aunt Fanoo, she's still lacking a bit of confidence.
She'll make a splendid principal boy.
Oh, won't she just? Oh, those legs. Pure Sid Charisse.
One needs more than physical attributes, Larry.
We all have our strengths, Linda, my dear. Now, scene 11.
Yes, I've been thinking about this scene, Mary.
Good.
It's not working yet.
That's why we're here, love.
I sit here, don't I?
That's right, Jill. And Linda enters stage left.
Yes, but I don't think I should.
I'm sorry.
I thought you came on beautifully the last time we did this.
It's okay, yeah.
Yes, but it's such a cliché. Wicked stepmother sits wringing hands, fairy godmother flutters on.
It's called tradition, ducky.
Yes, but if I were to sit contemplatively and Jill loomed over me, I could rise up like Botticelli's Venus. It will be a stunning moment.
I don't mind giving it a try.
No. No, you can generate menace without having to strut about.
Do you think so?
Absolutely. When we did that scene earlier at Brookfield, you were absolutely...
I beg your pardon.
Oh, Larry came round earlier to give me a few tips.
Did he indeed?
I need all the help I can get.
Au contraire. You touched some profound notes sitting by the Arga. I want you to reach inside and find them again.
I'll try.
From the top, then. Okay, Linda.
Fine.
Well, what do you think, Nelson?
Oh, it's delicious, Julia.
I knew you'd like it. And it's just the kind of dish for the cafe bar.
Yeah, we'll see.
Oh, tears. And for dessert...
I'm sorry, Julia, but I have to give dessert a miss.
Why?
Oh, I have a meeting this evening.
Oh, what sort of meeting?
A village meeting to discuss Christmas festivities, that sort of thing. Frightfully tedious.
Oh, I'm surprised you can spare the time.
Oh, one does want a bit for the community. I'll have my dessert when I come back.
Oh, very well.
What is it, by the way?
Oh, a ginger and orange sponge.
Ah, I look forward to it. Now, Julia, have you noticed something different about your room?
Oh, yes, the new radiator. Oh, that was so sweet of you,
Nelson. Well, I want you to feel as cozy as possible.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I'll get it.
No, it's all right, Julia.
No, it's no trouble, I promise you.
Oh, dear.
I'm coming.
Hello, Mummy.
Nigel, come on in.
How's your trip?
Quite wonderful.
Good evening, Nigel. Nelson.
Oh, Nigel, I've got a present for you. I think it's through in the lounge. I'll just...
We're going to be late, Nelson.
Never mind. Nigel, I told Julia I'm going to a village meeting. I'd be grateful you could maintain the deception.
Why?
I've yet to find a way of telling her I'm playing the gruesome Gabrielle. I need to choose my moment with care.
I'm not sure I understand.
She thinks I should be devoting every waking moment to the wine bar.
I see.
I left it upstairs, Nigel, in my room.
Never mind, Mummy.
No, I'll get it later when Nelson's gone out to his meeting. You and I can have a good chat. And I can show you the new radiator Nelson's bought me.
Actually, Mummy...
Nigel's coming too to the village meeting.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, surely not.
I'm afraid so.
It won't last long, Julia.
No.
What exactly is this meeting about?
Well, it's a sort of...
Come on, Nigel, we really should be going. We're late as it is.
Be gone, you sickly mincing sprite. Leave Cinders to her dismal plight.
I know not yet how I shall do it, but the prince's ball, she shall go to it.
My cunning plan, it will not fail.
I'm sorry, Larry.
What now, Linda?
Those lines of mine.
Well, what about them?
Well, really, rhyming it with it.
It sounds fine.
A rather bold piece of versification, I thought.
Well, that's a matter of opinion. But more important, I don't think my character would say that.
Why not, Linda?
I know not yet how I shall do it. So wishy-washy. My character needs to be strong, a positive role model for women. Just because she's a fairy doesn't mean she's a wimp.
You do win in the end, darling.
Well, yes, I am aware of that, Larry.
I think it works. You know not yet... No, sorry. I know not yet...
Just a minute, Jim. Now, you've given me an idea. Now, listen. We change the lines around a bit. Stopping me, you just can't do it. The prince's ball, she won't go to it.
That sounds worse.
No, we rework the lines and give them to Jill. The speech flows right through. It'll work.
You mean take my lines away from me?
I thought you said you didn't like them.
Sort of a late, Larry.
I haven't been waiting for us.
No, no. In fact, we're ready to move on.
Oh, no, we're not.
Linda, I think we've solved your problem.
I don't want any more lines, Larry.
Trust me, Jill. Right. We've got half an hour before John arrives. Then we can do the Buttons' pathos scene. So let's get ready for the ball, shall we, sisters?
Fine. Oh, I do like this scene.
Now, remember, the coach is waiting. Gabrielle and Nigella want to scratch each other's eyes out. Boys, I want you to think tulle, chiffon, lots of red lipstick, and pure venom. Jill.
Yes?
Now, they can't both marry the prince. You're caught in the middle. That's your motivation.
Right.
What about me?
Hover.
Hover?
Until your cue. Okay, let's go from Nigella's speech. Top of page 50.
Yes.
In your own time.
He won't choose you, you gruesome hag, lest you put your head in a paper bag.
Don't kid yourself, my loathsome sister. Your face is like a putrid blister.
No.
What?
I didn't hear venom.
I thought you were very good, Nelson.
Thank you, dear boy. So were you.
Linda, I give the notes. No more interruptions. Okay. Thank you, Nelson. Give us your last line again, will you?
Your face is like a putrid blister.
You're both so pretty. Please don't argue. The prince will have to choose between you. The prince will have to choose between you.
Linda!
What?
That was your cue.
Oh, was it? Sorry. I was thinking about an idea for the shape of this scene.
Can I make a suggestion, Linda?
Don't you want to hear my idea?
No. Shall I tell you what I want?
I suppose so.
I want you to concentrate on your own performance and leave the rest to me. Okay, darling.
Clary, love, I brought you a cup of tea.
Oh, Eddie.
What's the matter? What are you sitting there for?
Can't move.
Eh?
I tried to get up. I got as far as the edge of the bed.
Oh, I thought you was having a lie-in.
I woke up with a stabbing pain.
Where?
Put my back. Ow. Oh, I must have been lying awkward. You know, when I was asleep.
Yeah.
I thought once I got up, started moving about. Oh, ow. Oh, can you give us a hand, look?
Are you sure that's a good idea?
Yeah, once I'm up on the move, I'll be all right, yeah.
Take it steady. Here, love. Lean on me.
Yeah, okay.
Now, try and stand.
Yeah. Ow! Oh, I can't, Eddie.
Yeah, all right, love, all right.
Oh, pain. I've never known nothing like it.
Worse than having our William.
Oh, don't make me laugh, Eddie. Whoa.
Look, you'd better lie down again.
Now I've got to get up.
You can't, can you? Now, you lift your legs up on the bed.
Oh, well, I don't know. I'll try. Ow!
Here.
Ow.
I'll help you.
Ow! Oh, Eddie, it's like a red hot dagger. Ow!
Oh, there.
Oh.
Have a little rest.
Oh, that's better.
Now, try and get comfortable. I'll tuck you in. I don't reckon you're going anywhere today.
What about Pat?
Don't you worry about Pat. I'll ring her.
Yeah, and I'm working in the bowl tonight.
Oh, you reckon you can fill yoghurt pots and pour pints, do you?
No.
Right. So you stay in bed.
I've got to work, Eddie.
You've been working too hard, that's the trouble. You might be feeling right as rain by tomorrow.
I hope so.
Ask Doc Lock to come and have a look at you.
Don't want to make a fuss.
Not. That's what he's there for.
What about the boys?
I'll sort them out, don't you worry.
Edward needs his football kit. It's washed and ironed. It's in the airing cupboard.
Yeah, all right, love.
And there's a new packet of cornflakes in the pantry.
Yeah, I'll find them. In fact, I'll put Dad on cook-ex duties.
Oh, I reckon that's a good idea.
You can manage breakfast.
Oh, I suppose so.
Do you want a hot water bottle for your back?
Yeah, please, Eddie.
I'll go and sort one out.
Thanks.
No, I'm not going far today, so I'll be able to keep popping in, see how you're feeling.
You've got your own work to do.
Oh, I've got to go and see Neil to fix up when to move in the wieners. Apart from that, I'll be here, getting on with the ox. Dad can give us a hand. Don't you worry about it.
I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be daft. It's not your fault.
Oh, I hate feeling helpless.
We'll manage, love.
Oh, here's your bag.
Oh, thanks, love.
What time will you be back tonight?
Actually, I'm going to try and come back here this afternoon, after I've made my house calls.
Oh?
Yeah, I'm seeing the chap from the Medical Defence Union on Friday, remember?
Of course.
He reckons we can put together a pretty good case for the GMC.
Oh, that's encouraging.
I'd like to get my thoughts together, jot a few things down.
Good idea.
I know I've been over it countless times.
Well, it can't do any harm. When you're ready, I could talk you through it.
Oh, thanks.
See how it hangs together.
Yeah.
Morning, Lucia. Dr. Locke.
Oh, hi.
Hello there.
Oh, I'm glad I caught you. It's Clary.
What about her?
Well, she was getting up this morning and she suddenly had this terrible pain in her back. She tried to get up, but the pain was too much.
Oh, dear.
Could you come and see her?
Well,
there's no way she can get down to the surgery.
Yeah, of course I can, yeah. It'll be late morning after surgery.
Right. She ain't going nowhere.
Tell her to stay on her back, okay?
Yeah. But to be honest, she can hardly move. It's that painful.
Yeah, well, I'll be there as soon as I can.
Right, okay. So, I'll be seeing you.
Bye, Eddie. Poor Clary.
Well, they've had a brace symbol, haven't they?
Certainly have.
I'd better be off.
Well, I'll see you later. You're not going out tonight, are you?
No.
Well, neither am I. We can have a quiet night here.
Well, I wouldn't count on it being quiet.
Good.
I think I'll spend most of it on the phone.
Oh, don't tell me. The cricket club dinner.
Well, I've got a lot of people to chase up. I've been given so many vague promises.
Well, they can't mess you about indefinitely.
No, they can't. John Paul needs numbers by the weekend.
Have you agreed a menu?
Well, John Paul and I decided between us. I tried asking around, but everyone had different ideas. So it'll be chicken for carnivores and mushroom stroganoff for veggies. And if they don't like it, they can lump it.
Oh, sounds good to me.
I still haven't got a disco.
John still won't do it.
No, he wants to party.
Can't blame him, I suppose.
Jack Woolley suggested the Tommy Crocker band.
Oh, you're joking.
I told him our budget wouldn't stretch to a live band, let alone a dead one.
You didn't say that.
No, don't worry. But the way things are going, we could be on our own. I'll have the chicken, you can have the mushrooms.
And we'll dine by candlelight.
Sounds good to me.
Nelson.
Ah, Julia, pull up a stool.
Thank you. I'm on my way to Underwoods and I thought I'd call in. What are you doing?
I'm grabbing a bite to eat before we get too busy.
What on earth are you eating?
Chicken liver salad, one of Shane's experiments.
Doesn't sound terribly appetizing.
Oh, the contrary, it's delicious. Warm salads are very popular.
Oh, really?
And the dressing is divine. There's some tarragon vinegar in there, if I'm not mistaken.
Have you shown him my proposed menu?
Not exactly.
Well, what do you mean?
I broached the subject of the new menu over a coffee.
Yeah, and?
I told him, tactfully, that you have one or two suggestions to offer.
One or two?
That was more than enough.
Well, what do you mean?
I mean that to use the current argo, he went ballistic.
Oh, typical.
He simply will not have a menu imposed on him. He pointed out it would be like telling Joan Collins how to do her hair.
Nonsense.
It was deadly serious. In fact, he issued an ultimatum.
Well, that's outrageous. He can't do that.
He told me that if I didn't trust his judgment, then he'd resign.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Then you must call his bluff.
You think so?
Of course. You certainly can't succumb to such a blatant piece of blackmail.
I rather think he may have a point.
Oh, nonsense. You must speak to him firmly.
Hello, Nelson. Mrs. Pargeter.
Oh, sure, my dear.
Oh, sorry. Am I interrupting your lunch?
I'm afraid I've rather lost my appetite.
I have booked a table for four, if you remember.
Oh, yes, of course.
Only I'm a little early. My clients aren't here yet.
Ah, then you must have a drink.
Oh, yes, why not?
Oh, excuse me, Miss Gupta. Nelson, would you like me to speak to Shane?
I think not, Julia.
I think it's time I pointed out a few home truths.
I'm sorry, but it's out of the question.
But he simply
No. Thanks for the offer, but I'll resolve the matter myself.
Very well.
Why don't you go to Underwoods as planned, and we can discuss this later?
If you say so.
I think that would be best.
I'll see you later, then.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Oh, don't ask, Usha.
I wouldn't dream of it.
Your usual lunchtime tipple, mineral water?
Oh, yes, please.
I think mediating between Shane and Julia would tax the most brilliant legal mind.
Is that a job offer?
Oh, no, my dear. A man's got to do and all that.
Well, good luck.
Thank you. Your drink.
Thanks. The pantomime must come as a welcome break after all this.
I'm glad you didn't say that in front of Julia.
Who?
She doesn't know I'm in it.
Of course, she's been away.
Julia has this rather jaundiced view of village events. She regards them as the province of the peasantry, dancing round maypoles, that sort of thing.
She's not quite ready to hear about you swanning around in a crinoline.
Quite.
Well, my lips are sealed.
Thank you.
If I'm honest, I felt rather the same as Julia when I arrived in Ambridge.
Yes, it can all seem a mystery, can't it? The pleasures of country folk.
I want you to turn over, Clary.
Yeah, okay, Doctor.
And take it as slowly as you like.
Well,
all right,
love? Ow. No, it's all right, Eddie.
Now, take your time. Yeah, take your time.
Oh, there.
Well done.
Oh, you're so stupid.
You mustn't, love.
I only turn over in my own bed.
No, I just want to examine you so that I can find out where the pain's coming from, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to lift your leg up and let me know if it hurts, okay?
Yeah.
There.
Oh, wow. No, it's painful.
On the other leg.
Oh, it's even worse. Oh, sorry.
She slipped a disc, Doc.
Oh, just a minute, Eddie. Clary, I'm going to test your reflexes now.
Yeah, right.
Okay, that's all right.
It's all right, love.
Sorry about this.
No, it's okay.
Almost finished. So what have you been up to lately?
Well, the usual. Working at the dairy, the bowl, looking after this lot.
She's been doing extra hours.
Yeah, what's the money?
Well, since the fire, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
She's worn out.
Well, you've been doing far too much.
Oh, I don't have time, Doctor. I just get on with it.
Have you been lifting a lot lately?
I don't think so. I mean, I lift the odd crate at the bowl when Sid's busy, but not recently.
And what about the dairy?
No.
Hey, just a minute, love.
What?
Remember Monday dinner time? Before I drove you back to Bridge Farm.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what happened?
Oh, I've been building arks for my pigs. One of them was blocking in the van.
And I helped move it out of the way.
I see. Was it heavy?
Quite heavy, yeah. It was dead awkward, you know.
Hmm.
Felt a bit of a twinge at the time. And I had a bit of a backache yesterday. I didn't think nothing of it.
Is it a disc?
Oh, it's probably muscular, but we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Oh.
It may well have happened when you lifted that arc. In any case, the only cure is rest. So you'll have to stay in bed on your back until the pain eases.
But I can't afford not to work, Doctor. And there's the boys to look after.
Hey, don't worry about the boys. I'll take care of them.
Besides, you're not able to get up and about, are you?
That's what I told her.
So how long will it take?
Well, that's hard to say. Could be a few days. Or it could be weeks.
I'm afraid you've just missed Brian. He's had to go to Borchester.
Well, that's a pity.
I'm meeting him later for lunch. I can give him a message.
If you wouldn't mind.
Oh, not at all.
I've got some business associates coming over from Germany in a few weeks' time, and they're very keen to have a day's shooting.
I see.
They want to sample the life of the English country gentleman.
Oh, that's not how I describe some of our clients.
No, I'm sure. To be honest, shooting isn't exactly my idea of fun, but if it oils the wheels of commerce...
Oh, you will have a splendid time.
Do you think Brian will be able to accommodate us?
Oh, sure he will. Shall I ask him to give you a ring?
Yes, I'd appreciate that.
And then you can discuss dates.
Right, thanks.
Hello, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Aren't you at Grey Gables today?
No, I've taken an early lunch break.
And cycled all this way.
I wanted to express my outrage face to face.
Oh?
When I opened the Echo this morning, I was appalled.
I see you had a piece in it, Jennifer. About Josiah someone.
Mm-hmm. Josiah Goodall. Did you read it?
Oh, with great interest. Never realised Ambridge could boast such a celebrity.
It's disgraceful.
What?
Just look at the headline. The Randy Rebel of Rhyme.
Yes, that's what made me read it.
It's the language of the gutter press. All editors like a bit of alliteration, Linda.
That's bad enough. But what I really object to is the way you've emphasised the most disreputable aspects of his sordid life.
Have I?
Well, listen. Many writers are pursued by demons. Goodall was no exception. His private life was a case study in debauchery. Really, Jennifer?
From what I read, it is true.
Like some bygone rock star on the gin-sodden road to destruction, Goodall wenched and wound his way into a head-on collision with the law, and so on. It's dreadful.
Oh, I thought it was rather a nice turn of phrase.
Oh, thank you, Simon. Well, I seem to remember you were very interested in Goodall, Linda. Well, for a while. I thought he might have some merit as a minor poet.
Yeah, well, he has.
But that's a matter of opinion, Jennifer. But in any case, you'd never guess from your article. You seem obsessed with his sexual conquests.
That's what people like to read, Linda.
I don't think he's the sort of man we want associated with Ambridge.
I'm afraid it's too late.
I hear Jack Woolley was thinking of naming a suite after him.
Oh, don't. The man was a thief and a bigamist, for goodness sake. He was lucky to escape the gallows.
Personally, I thought it was one of the more interesting things I've read in The Echo. At least it was accurate.
Well, that's very kind of you.
No, I mean it. It's usually so dull. I think Ambridge ought to feel proud of having such a colourful figure associated with it.
If you don't mind me saying so, Mr. Pemberton, that's an outsider's view. When you've lived here as long as I have,
do I detect the faint whiff of sour grapes, Linda?
What do you mean?
Well, it takes a writer's sensitivity to spot a good story, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'll be with you in a minute, Susan. Let me just finish this. There. Now, what can I do for you?
Well, I came to see Clary. I heard she wasn't very well.
Ah, she ain't.
She's hurt your back?
Yeah, literally one of these.
So how is she?
Still in a lot of pain. Well, she reckons it's no worse than yesterday.
Yeah, that's something, I suppose.
Yeah, but you know Clary, she's fretting. She wants to be up and about.
All right, if I go and see her.
Oh, yeah, she'll be glad of the company. Oh, but before you do...
Yeah?
I've been meaning to come to the estate office all week, but with Clary being laid up...
Yeah, I understand.
I want to tell Simon Pemberton that I'm leasing out the milk quota for the rest of the year.
Do you want me to tell him?
If you wouldn't mind, Susan. I don't want him finding out from somebody else. And you can tell him it's all being done properly through an agency.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, and there's another thing.
What's that?
The rebuilding.
Well,
you said on Monday there weren't no progress.
Well, that's right.
But it's Thursday today.
Well, there's still no change, Eddie.
Can't you do something about it?
Well, what can I do?
Tell Simon Pemberton to get his finger in.
Oh, yeah.
Keep reminding him.
I'll see.
You've got enough on our plates, you know, Susan.
I know, Eddie, I know.
Well, I'll see what you can do then, eh?
Hello,
as
Susan.
A mate.
Oh, hello, Linda.
Oh. How is she, Eddie?
Yeah, not so good, I'm afraid.
I was so upset when I heard.
Oh, me too.
I do hope you're looking after her properly.
No, I got her propped up against the kitchen sink with a mop in her hand.
I hardly think it's a joking matter, Eddie.
I'm looking after her.
Good. Claire is such an important member of our community and a credit to it. Unlike some I could mention.
Me, you know.
I don't suppose you've seen this week's Echo.
Not yet.
Me neither.
Look, if you don't mind, I'll go up and see Clary, Eddie. I haven't got long.
Yeah, all right, Susan.
Tell her I'll be up in a few moments, Susan.
Yeah. All right, Linda.
What's this about the Echo then, Missy? I'm not in it, am I?
No. No, there's a piece by Jennifer Aldridge about one Josiah Goodall, poet of this parish.
Oh, where's he live then?
He's dead, Eddie. And some might say good riddance.
Oh.
He lived the most appalling life. He was a sheep stealer, a notorious drunkard, and a womaniser.
He used to drink in the Cat and Fiddle.
Eddie.
And he sounds like this mate of Snatch Foster's.
He died 200 years ago.
There's something about him in the Echo.
Yes. It's actually quite disgusting.
Oh. Seems like I'll have to read it then.
I do hope you haven't come to make a scene, Julia.
No.
I meant what I said this morning.
Yes, I know.
Excuse me, Julia. Tina, the Chardonnay for table six. No. Thank you.
I can see you're busy, Nelson, but this won't keep.
My decision is final. Shane will do the menu. And when the time is right, I shall put one or two of your ideas to him.
I'm not bothered about that, Nelson.
You're not?
Not at the moment, no. I wondered if there was something else you wanted to tell me.
What? Apart from the menus, you mean?
Something more personal.
And Juliet, you're not making sense.
Hello, Nelson.
Ah, Jennifer.
Mrs. Bargeter.
Hello.
Has Brian arrived?
He rang to say he'd be a few minutes late.
Oh.
But I've reserved you a nice table by the window.
Oh, lovely, thanks.
By the way, Shane pointed out to me your piece in the Echo.
What did he think?
I must say it was strong stuff for the humble Echo.
Well, that was the idea.
A man of the most astonishing sexual appetite.
Oh, wasn't he just?
What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry, Julia. Jennifer's done some research into a local 18th century poet.
Josiah Goodall.
Had written a rather racy piece in the Echo.
Oh, I see. And he was some kind of deviant.
Oh, well, I wouldn't say that.
It depends on your moral standpoint.
Oh, I see.
You must read it, Mrs. Pardew.
Yes, yes.
Tina, would you show Mrs. Aldridge to table 4?
Ah, thanks, Nelson.
Enjoy your lunch.
I'm sure I will.
Now, Julia, you wanted to talk about some personal matter.
Yes. You remember that breakfast you asked me to put away the pots and prints you were no longer interested in?
Yes.
It took me a while to find somewhere.
Julia, you can see how busy we are.
Bear with me, Nelson, please. Well, one sees some extraordinary sights there.
Sure one does. But, Julia, will you please get to the point?
In my quest for storage space, I opened your wardrobe.
Did you?
And found these.
Ah, yes.
A pair of bright red ladies' high-heeled shoes.
I'd rather you didn't put them on the bar, Julia.
Oh, yes, of course. Sorry. At first, I thought you must have an inamorata.
Hmm.
But then I noticed the size. 9. Your size.
Yes.
Nelson, I'm far from being a prude. Heaven knows, in my youth on the boards, one saw life in the raw.
I'm sure one did.
And you can tell me about it, Nelson. I'll try to understand. And you might feel better if you can share your secret with someone.
You're right. It's been a strain keeping it from you.
Should we go somewhere more private to talk about this? Is there someone who can take over from you for a while?
That won't be necessary, Julia. What I have to say won't take long.
Well, go on.
I have been wearing the shoes. And I've been fitted for a gown.
I see. And when did this begin?
While you were away in Amsterdam.
What, as recently as that?
Well, I was at a loose end. Lonely, I suppose.
Oh, I should never have gone.
I didn't want to do it when Larry first asked me.
Larry?
A theatrical chappie.
Oh, that explains it.
I did want to be Baron Hardup, but he was convinced I'd make an ugly sister.
I beg your pardon.
I'm in the village panto, Julia. Nothing more sinister than that.
What, the village pantomime?
Yes.
You ought to be thoroughly ashamed of yourself.
What?
At a time like this, with the future of the capybara at stake.
A bit of harmless fun, Julia.
I think it's completely irresponsible.
You were prepared to forgive transvestism.
That's different.
Well, if you must know, I'm really rather enjoying it, being part of village life, I mean.
Really?
Wait a moment. There's more.
What?
My fellow sister, Nigella, to my Gabrielle, is none other than...
Who?
Nigella.
Oh, you don't mean it's Nigel?
Yes.
He never said anything.
At my request.
So there's been a conspiracy of silence?
Yes, I suppose there has.
You disappoint me, Nelson.
Do I?
Yes.
Wait until you see me in my red shoes.
Right, was there anything else?
Oh, Graham Ryder called.
Oh, yes.
He's seen the solicitors again this morning.
Good.
He didn't go into detail, but he said to tell you things were still looking promising.
Fine.
He'll try and catch you tomorrow and give you a complete rundown.
You know I'm leaving for Leamington after lunch tomorrow.
I told him. He'll ring in the morning.
That's what I like about Graham. He gets the job done.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, if you leave solicitors alone, they take forever. Once the meter starts ticking, you've got to keep at them.
I suppose so.
Any other messages?
There's a fax from Dubai on your desk.
Ah, right.
I went round to Grange Farm earlier.
When?
It was in my lunch break, don't worry.
I told you, Susan, if you say anything...
Don't worry. Kept my mouth shut.
Good.
Eddie asked about the rebuilding, but I told him there was nothing to report.
Right.
But it put me in a very difficult position.
You were behaving professionally, Susan, that's all.
I went round because Clary's not very well.
Oh?
She's hurt her back.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thing is, since the fire, she's been working all the hours God sends. She's really run down.
Is she?
That's when you're most vulnerable, isn't it?
I suppose so, yes.
She looked terrible.
Susan, please, spare me the emotional blackmail. Believe me, I wish Clary no ill will. I am sorry she's hurt her back, and I hope she soon recovers.
Do you?
Yes, but it doesn't change anything.
Oh. Eddie asked me to give you a message.
Did he?
He told me to tell you he's leasing out the milk quota till the end of the year.
Oh, is he?
He's gone to an agency. It's all above board.
Really?
Well, he's not going to try anything on, not in his position.
You don't think so?
No.
Well, we'll see. Sounds like another piece of evidence I can put before the tribunal. We'll let Eddie explain his actions to them, shall we?
Oh, evening, Joe.
How do you?
Here's Eddie, you're back.
He's in the house.
I wanted a word about this work he's going to do for David.
Oh.
Well, we were hoping he might start tomorrow.
You'll have to ask him, then.
But he has got hold of a hedge trimmer.
Picked it up today.
Oh, good.
Don't suppose you saw Neil Carter on your way here, did you?
No, why?
Supposed to be bringing over some wieners.
Oh, I see.
Only this way it's going to be dark before he gets here.
Hello, Mr. Archer.
Oh, hello, William.
Dad says I've got to give you none of the pigs, Grandad.
If he ever gets here.
He says I've got to let him know when they arrive.
Well, you better go and tell him Mr. Archer's here to see him.
He's upstairs with Mum.
Well, look, there's no hurry, Joe.
Go on, William. He wants a word with Mr. Archer.
Well, I just got here.
Go on, hop it.
All right.
How is Clary?
She reckons she feels a bit better. But I don't know. A bad back can last a lifetime.
Oh, let's hope it won't be that long.
We'll see.
You said you wanted a word.
Yeah, you got one or two things to mull over, man to man, one farmer to another, you might say.
Oh, of course.
In the strictest confidence, mate.
Whatever you say. Only you better be quick. It looks as if Neil's just arrived.
Yeah, about blooming time and all. You ain't in no rush, are you?
Well, no, not particularly.
Good. Neil, over here.
I made you a sandwich, love.
Oh, thanks.
There's some tea in the pot.
Great.
We can grab a takeaway later if you like. Only I've got quite a few calls to make, and I'm running a bit late. I saw the guy from the MDU this afternoon.
Of course. How did it go?
Oh, he gave me a right grilling.
Oh?
Well, like he said, the GMC won't pull any punches.
So it was good practice.
I suppose it's best to be prepared.
Definitely. So, did he go over everything?
No, yeah. Start to finish. He reckons we're in the clear with the diagnosis.
Well, that's what we thought.
Yeah. And the treatment plan's sound. Textbook stuff, he reckons.
Well, what about Barraclough's allegations over the will?
No, nothing to worry about. No case to answer.
Excellent.
And I explained why Mrs. Barraclough was left alone from time to time.
You told him you'd suggested a hospice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I told him I'd always intended to go into one at some stage, but her condition deteriorated and she never got there. We couldn't force her to leave home.
Sounds as though it all went well.
Well.
What?
It's the old bugbear. My record keeping.
I see.
It's not just that I didn't make a note of that afternoon visit and I didn't record other visits very well. That's not such a big deal. But it casts doubt on the accuracy of my record keeping. You know, the drug dosages.
Well, I thought you were going to work out how much you'd given to Mrs. Barraclough.
Well, we had a go. You compared how much had been signed out with how much had been checked back in.
And?
Well, the problem is the diamorphine that was left after she died. I put it in my bag. And it stayed there. I didn't sign it back in.
Why not?
I wanted some for emergency use. A lot of doctors do it. I should have left it at the house or destroyed it.
But Barraclough was there when you cleared it away.
I remember telling him I'd take care of it. He didn't object at the time.
Yes, I know, sir.
Well, because I didn't sign it back in and I didn't record how much was left, I can't prove what the final dosage was.
Oh, I see.
Seems stupid to destroy perfectly good drugs that could help somebody else.
Well, the GMC will be aware
of it. But it's no defence. The regulations are quite clear. You keep a record of what's been used and destroy what's left in front of a witness. It's not really mine to take away.
It seems to me that all you did was apply a bit of common sense.
I don't think the GMC's going to see it like that.
Well, they might. I can see the logic of what you did. Look, it's probably not as bad as you think.
No, you reckon?
It's Friday, you're tired, and you said the MDU guy really put you through it.
He certainly did.
You're feeling shell-shocked.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
I tell you what, why don't we go into Borchester tonight?
What for?
Oh, they're switching on the Christmas lights.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, it'll be fun.
I've got my calls to make.
See how you feel when you've finished, okay?
few nuts out for him, William.
Okay.
Not too many, mind.
I won't.
You know, Eddie, I might be able to let you have a few wieners after all.
Oh, that's all very much.
But nowhere to put them, Mr. Tribble.
Yeah, that's right. And I've used this place as a feed store for years.
Well, if you can find anywhere else, just say the word.
When I've got a few more arcs ready, I might take you up on that.
Is that enough, Dad?
Yeah, that's plenty.
When are we having tea, Grandad?
Soon.
I'm hungry.
We had to get these pigs settled, didn't we?
You'll tell David I can start on the edges tomorrow, Mr. Archie.
Oh, yes.
I'll call him at the bungalow first thing to have a word.
Fine.
Evening.
Hello, Doc.
How's the patient?
Oh, a bit better, I reckon.
I'll go on up, then.
Yeah, I'll come with you. Ta-ra, Mr. Archie.
Give my best wishes to Clary.
I will.
Can we have tea now, Grandad?
Don't be so blooming impatient.
But we're going into Borchester tonight.
Look, don't mind me, Joe.
I tell you what, William, you go in and start eating up them beans.
You won't be long, will you?
No. I don't know. The impatience of youth.
Well, will it keep?
What, the tea?
No, what you want to talk to me about.
Well, looks like it'll have to.
Well, next time you're over at Brookfield with the cows.
How about tonight?
Tonight?
Well, you ain't going to see them lights switched on, are you?
No. And Joe's got a rehearsal.
Right. I'll be round straight after tea.
Well, you're certainly more mobile than you were the other day, Clary.
Yeah.
So don't get carried away. Don't try and do too much too soon.
Oh, don't worry, Doctor. No, it still hurts.
You managing to get some sleep?
Yeah, I can usually get myself comfortable.
Good. You need something stronger for the pain?
No, it's all right, Only thing that keeps me awake, he said, he's snoring.
Oh.
Don't tell him that. He's been marvellous.
Well, looking after you, is he?
Yeah. Don't know how long it will last, mind.
Well, you make the most of it.
Oh, he will. Don't you worry. It didn't happen that often since we was married. It was our 15th anniversary yesterday.
Was it?
Yeah. Not that we was able to do much celebrating.
So what's the verdict, Doc?
Yeah, she's coming on nicely. But she still needs a lot of tender, loving care.
Well, don't you worry about that. Oh, will it be okay if I take the boys into Borchester tonight to see the lights?
That's up to Clary.
I'll be fine.
I wasn't that bothered, but William wants to meet some of his mates.
And Edward always enjoys it.
I might see you there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're popping into town tonight.
Grandad says the shepherd's pie's on the table.
Right.
I'll bring you some up on a tray, Mum.
Oh, ta very much, Will.
Don't suppose you fancy a snack, do you, Doc?
What, Joel's shepherd's pie?
It looks horrible.
I do have a lot of calls to make.
I know I've had some harsh things to say about the Archers in days gone by.
Oh, let's not worry about that. I told Eddie that if I could help you out during your present difficulties, I'd be only too happy.
Well, that's very neighbourly of you.
So, what can I do for you?
Well, you see, Eddie reckoned the potatoes was too hard and William said the mince was too salty.
What?
My shepherd's pie.
Oh.
You see, well, Clary's laid up, I might see victuals.
Oh.
And your reputation as a cook goes afore you.
Oh, I don't know about that.
So I thought you could give me a few tips.
Oh. Well, I'll try.
Much appreciated. You see, I reckon them potatoes might have been a bit crunchy. They weren't easy to mash.
You need to cook potatoes for a good 20 minutes.
20?
And don't be too heavy-handed with the salt. In fact, I wouldn't use it at all in mince.
Oh, I see. Right.
So, what else have you been cooking?
Beans?
No, I mean, what other dishes have you done?
Well, I did Spam sandwiches last night, but they didn't go down too well either. Oh,
no, I can imagine they wouldn't after a hard day's work. Can I make a suggestion?
That's why I'm here.
Well, make a list of 5 or 6 things you can cook and then rotate them.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I mean, what about sausages?
Oh, yeah, I could manage them.
Pasta?
Spaghetti and such.
Yes, it's very easy.
Yeah.
Omelettes?
Ah, no, I'm very partial to omelettes.
Chops?
Can we just go back to omelettes?
All right.
Something I always fancied cooking.
Well, they're quite straightforward.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't know where to begin, you see. I don't suppose you could give me a demonstration, like?
Well, I...
Best way to teach somebody?
Yes, I suppose it is.
I know you got plenty of eggs, because I picked some up for you the other day.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, about cheese. I like some with a bit of cheese.
Well, we've got cheese, yes.
Mushrooms?
Yeah, I think so.
And a couple of tomatoes.
You want me to cook that for you?
Well, you wouldn't ask. Only it's for little Edward and William, you know. It's a big responsibility, nourishing the young.
Well, yes, it is, but...
And besides, I'm starving. That shepherd's pie was rubbish.
You warm enough, love?
As long as you keep your arm round me.
It's a deal.
Evening. You made it, then?
Oh, yeah. Did my last call and came straight here.
It's
just going to switch him on, Dad.
Oh, yeah.
I'm delighted to see so many people here tonight.
Well, it's rare, isn't it?
This can is make always us famous.
A very special occasion. So without further ado, it gives me great pleasure to switch on the lights and wish you all a very happy Christmas.
Hey.
They look lovely.
Yeah, they do, don't they? Better than last year, I reckon.
I can't remember what they look like.
Can I go through your mates now, Dad?
Yeah, of course you can. I'll meet you in front of the town hall at 9 o'clock, OK?
Yeah. See you then. Dad, you said if I helped with wieners, then...
Oh, yeah. Here, £3.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Hey, behave yourself.
Where's Edward?
He's with the Carters. I'm meeting in Underwood's toy department.
Ooh, that sounds ominous.
Oh, don't worry. I've told the boys that Santa might be a bit hard up this year.
Oh, you'll be all right.
Yeah, if we're careful. Like missing the cricket club dinner.
Don't spoil his evening, Eddie.
Sorry. Oh, it's okay. I might even have solved one problem. Sean's having a go at getting a disco.
Oh, good. Right, well, I'd better be off.
Bye.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye.
So, what do you want to do? Go for a drink, look round the shops?
Well, if you don't mind, love. I wouldn't mind a quick look at the lights and then go home.
Okay.
It's been a long day.
Not still worrying about what happened this afternoon?
It's hard to put it out of my mind.
Try.
There's something I've got to decide.
What?
Well, you don't want to hear this now.
Yes, I do.
Okay, like I told you, I can't prove what the final dose of dimorphine was. And that's my fault. I kept the unused drugs.
So will you tell them?
Well, that's what I've got to decide.
Well, won't they find out anyway?
Well, they might. If the case goes to the Professional Conduct Committee.
And will it?
I don't know. If it doesn't, I might get away with it. But it won't look very good, will it? If I say nothing, it comes out later.
No.
Well, what's the alternative? I walk in and say, oh, by the way, I put the drugs back in my bag, but it's okay, I do it all the time. Well, how does that make me look?
I see.
Not much of a choice, is it?
The Archers was written by Chris Thompson, and the agricultural story editor was Anthony Parkin. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by David Ian Neville, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.